Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 199 of the Ant King Frequency. How are you going, Larry?
Ah, nice surprise. Finally, the machine is working. As they say, folks, we won't go into detail, but crime does not pay.
I had to cleanse my computer of a few choice distractions that had downloaded onto it for basically a roundabout way, the reason why I want to have this show today. I have a Netflix subscription.
And, yes, you do.
Yeah, I do.
And I don't.
You don't.
And I don't.
Not anymore.
I have something far superior. I have an Amazon Prime account, which allows me to have quality programming of high caliber content, as well as free shipping, and priority shipping as well, my friend.
Yeah.
Netflix doesn't do that, do they?
No. But we don't have Amazon Prime here in this country because Netflix has done more to reach the rest of the world than Amazon has. Amazon is still breaking new ground here in the Antipodes. I've got Netflix, but I've found in the past 6 months, as more and more content providers jump ship to do their own streaming networks and streaming options, opportunities, solutions, some might call them, what we've got now is a glut, Larry, a glut of streaming choices. Back in the day, you could buy one cable package with all the channels offering all the shows. Then we had the bright, shining future that Netflix proposed of everything in one place at a fraction of the price. But now I find myself facing the onset of having the same exposure to what used to be on Netflix, but over several different subscriptions for about the price of cable or pay TV anyway. So I ask you now, Larry, on the Ant King Frequency, to all you here present listening, why are we going down the cable pay TV route again?
What it boils down to basically is this: greed, utter greed.
All right, because great show. We'll see you next week for episode number 200.
Let's back it up a little bit. Let's back it up. All right. What happened is Netflix, with the DVDs and eventually the streaming, which overtook the DVDs. I know they still had the when I had Netflix, like, oh, I want to watch this movie. Well, we have it on the DVD. We have the DVD, but we don't have it streaming. And I'm like, and then you'd be watching a movie or you have it on the queue, and then like it doesn't tell you, hey, this is leaving Netflix at this time. They could easily have that blurb at the bottom. And then where'd it go?
Oh, we do have that here in Australia. I don't know about American Netflix.
If we had here, it didn't show up for me. But you know, it's like one of those things where you're ignorant of the law. The law doesn't make you, give you a free pass kind of thing. But when it comes to Netflix, it showed everybody, hey, we can do this too. And so they start pulling content. HBO was doing going to do their own thing anyway, and they can get because their shows are cinematic quality for the most part, if not greater. Then they have all their back catalog. They have access to movies for newer movies, unlike the dump that Netflix turned into for our left, where it's like, hey, B, C, D, Z list movies, just throw them on Netflix. Hey, your Cloverfield crap, here you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Bright, a movie that can even get theatrical distribution, here you go. Let's on the Netflix.
Hey, I like Sprite. I thought that was an underrated film.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but that thing was a steaming pile of crap. But
if you want to know what we're talking about, check out our Bright podcast.
That was like 2 years ago now.
Something like that, yeah.
But yeah, it was. Netflix has become not even in a good way. Like the Canon films, the direct to VHS boom of the 90s, where all these movies and all these Guyver 2 Dark Hero, the first movie is like Mark Hamill, he's not the Guyver, but he's like, that's who they're promoting.
Yeah.
And Guyver 2 Dark Hero, which is far superior, but was direct to VHS. But Netflix isn't even that good. Netflix is, hey, we got Umbrella Academy, sit around and talk. Because that's all I've seen of it. I'll check it. Like, I was thinking, maybe if a box set comes out, because Netflix do, like, when, God help me, when I watched House of Cards, which you warned me about. You warned me, don't believe their lies. Because it was David Fincher project. Because it was the David Fincher. I'm like, I like David Fincher for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I did, but I was like, okay, this would be interesting. I'm like, okay, Kevin Spacey's a creep. Even I admitted that back then. He does a really good job playing a creep. And I'm like, hey, now we know. He wasn't acting. He's just being himself.
Yeah.
who says there's not a conspiracy in Hollywood? Huh? House of Cards was even released on DVD. And other shows that they have done have been released on DVD as well. And I was thinking, if I check the clips out for Umbrella Academy, maybe I might buy it on DVD once it comes out, Blu-ray or what have you. Or maybe, some other purchase it down the line. It looks. Hey, you got a monkey. Okay, you got some. They splurged some CGI for some CGI money towards the chimp, but that's about it.
Can I tell you something as a side note?
Yes.
I'm 3.5 episodes into the show and I'm hooked.
See, and that's the problem. Your tastes. You've admitted being a father. Oh, it's a great thing, but also it dulls the mind. And to fathers out there listening, parents in general, you have to accept lower stock of content or you will go insane.
That's true.
Hey,
that's true.
This crap cartoon, this crap movie my kid wants to watch over and over again, or if I have to hear this over and over again, if you're a single person or if you're a person that doesn't have children, that'll drive you insane. But if you...
But also, in my defense, I haven't read The Umbrella Academy, so the story beats... new and interesting to me. So at least I just want to see how it pans out. I know it's not amazing to watch, but I'm enjoying it as much as I enjoyed watching Titans, which too was no Battlestar Galactica, and yet it's there. It's serialized entertainment. Hey, no. I stand by my epiphany on Star Trek Discovery, and that's, it's never going to be as good as season one again.
I even hear season one was as good as season one.
Season one was very good. But it took what's his name? Jason Isaac playing the protagonist / antagonist, Captain Gabriel Lorca, to polish that off.
You give me the beats, like the rough outline, like, okay, there's, I could make Star Trek Discovery even better and have it actually fit into the canon of the series. And it's like, well, what about this ship and everything like that? Well, it turns out, dun, 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 it's actually, not only is it a prequel, it's a sequel. It takes place after Nemesis. It takes place after Nemesis because the Spore Drive, not only time and space, time, and they end up in the future. That's where the ship came from. That's why it's so advanced, because it's from the future. It's post-Nemesis. Dun, dun, dun.
Where'd you read that?
No, that's how I would do it.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How I would.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's apparently there's CBS and there's Paramount. They're all under Viacom, but CBS and Paramount have their own CBS licensed Star Trek stuff to Paramount. Paramount's doing their own thing with new timeline, new continuity. That's why they're not addressing continuity. And because they have to avoid it because CBS has all the access to the story content, characters, everything. They got to make things different. That's why Spock isn't like Spock. That's why Pike isn't like Pike. The rest of these characters are not like the ones that appeared in the original series, the original timeline.
Anyway, we're getting sidetracked, Larry, because I don't want to do a long one today. I don't want to focus on individual providers, and I don't want to focus on content. But we had cable TV, okay?
Yes.
As a world, we had cable TV.
And we got rid of it.
Offered everyone the convenience of what they want to watch, when they want to watch it. Granted, it was cyclical. You couldn't just sit down and summon the show straight away like you can with Netflix. But chances are it was going to be repeated on that channel several times over a week. And we got rid of all that for a single package solution. But now that single package solution has been divested and shared and replicated and copied to the point where I know people who pay for Netflix, who pay for Optus, which is one of our ISP/phone companies, because they have a very good sports package as well. They do all the international soccer stuff, all the European stuff. And they also have a Stan connection. Stan's another one that's affiliated with Disney. So all the Disney stuff that disappeared off Netflix recently has popped up on Stan. So they've got all the Marvel films and stuff. So that's three subscriptions covering really what originally was going to be covered by just one. Now, granted, Netflix has never been able to play in the live sporting event. I don't think they've ever tried, and they never had any plan to. So,
funny you mention that. Amazon Prime, they're still doing it now.
Hmm.
They're actually showing live sporting events. They were showing football games, American football, and now they're showing basketball games. I think they were showing college stuff too, but they were showing live Thursday night football. Wow. On Amazon.
Okay.
And it was bizarre to see them do that, but if they're getting into it, because other thing, Amazon, they're a government contractor as well. All these people that have Alexas, Echoes, all that stuff, whatever. The Amazon, hey, Alexa, do this, that. You're basically talking to a spy device. It's not supposed to be listening, but basically, who needs 1984?
We've proven Big Brother several thousand times already. It is listening.
You know, hey, Antonio, you need to check this thing out, and then it starts, and like you'll just get nothing but ads for that.
Yeah.
Just mention it to them.
Do you have an Alexa unit in the house?
No, of course not. Okay. I'm too paranoid for that. Okay. But yes, the live sporting event stuff. But who knows what will happen when Disney launches theirs? But you're right. We've gotten away. We slew the beast that was cable. And then if you go to YouTube right now, where YouTube used to be YouTube, you know, creator content, original, like one person talking to hundreds, thousands, millions of people and about video games or politics or religion or comics or entertainment, whatever.
It's just bitch ass whore parents getting their kids to open toy packages.
It ain't just that though. If you look at the main, if you sign out or you go through like another, use Firefox to Google Chrome or Internet Explorer or whatever, and go to YouTube without being signed in, it'll be like, hey, you can get the HBO, the ESPN, this, that. It's become another, provider.
Yeah.
It's they're marketing towards these and all the – it's like Hulu and the rest of the stuff. And we got rid of that, and now to just invite it back in, because I know like used to be able to binge when I had Netflix, used to be able to binge no problem, no breaks in the middle of it.
Yeah,
you do the next episode. And it had one thing Netflix has above Amazon that I liked about Netflix was here's the intro. It's like a minute long intro. You could actually like skip intro
the recap
button.
And skip
the
titles
intro. It's like the title sequence. Yeah, that's what I meant. Like the because sometimes you have the cold open, and then you have the titles, and then the show.
Well, Discovery, proper. Star Trek Discovery always starts off with a brief recap. You can skip that, and then you can also skip the title sequence after that as well.
Yeah, so exactly, you can do, but you can't do that on Amazon. And like, yes, Amazon does have like in app ads, like where they're like oh, they're one of the original content shows, or oh, here's one of their sports shows that they paid a lot of money for. So understand why they're like, hey. You might not like this, but somebody walking by you watching this might be interested. So it's like, that kind of thing. I get that marketing, but it's not on everything. But we have brought this beast back in just a different form. It's like evil, true evil never dies. It just takes another form. And that's basically what's happened here.
But what are we going to do next?
We're just going to go through the same cycle. We're going to go through the same cycle we did before. What'll happen? Like, Netflix brought everything together. Then it went. It didn't broke apart. And it's broken apart into multiple things. You got the DC thing here in the States, which is showing up on your Netflix, your Titans, and this upcoming the Doom Patrol, which is already out. Which I watched the trailer for that, dude. It like cheap and depressing. That's the two things that came to mind. It's like I like Timothy Dalton.
You mean depressing and cheap? DC.
There you go. You know what? This is why I pay him the big bucks.
You pay me nothing.
I know exactly.
In kindness, you do pay me generously in kindness. It is appreciated, Larry. But yeah. So we've got the Disney Plus thing
coming out.
We've got DC Online, whatever it is. CBS, is that the one that does Star Trek?
Yeah, All Access here in the States, which has like the Star Trek and like the new Hawaii 5-0, new Magnum PI. That's about it.
Woo! Amazon, we've talked about. Netflix, we've talked about. Hulu, is that still a contender? We don't have that over here.
Well, Hulu is a contender here, but it's like, well, you can watch this for free, but you have like 20 ads. You could pay $7 a month. You still have ads, but not as many. You could pay $15 or whatever. It's like a higher amount, right, and you get no ads.
So I'm not wrong in assuming Hulu's kind of like the redheaded stepchild of the providers.
Yeah, but they have all the newer contents. Like, new episode of South Park came out last week. It's already up there.
Oh, really?
You know, that's one of those things. It's like, oh, you missed it. It was live TV. Here, you pick it up with Hulu. I'm like, if it's good, I'll watch it in one sitting. I'll wait till it shows up. It's like Sci-Fi Channel. It canceled The Expanse. Great science fiction program, like hard science fiction for the most part. What? See, I love this. I love this. Oh, garbage. One thing
say it was garbage. I said it's okay. I've watched. I don't even recall if I've watched the whole first season. It's, you know, my problem. And this harkens back to exactly what you were saying. I'm a father now. It's the type of show where you got to invest your brain into to fully appreciate.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, a pillow to the face away from escaping out of the cuckoo's nest.
You're going for a big old Indian to throw a water fountain through the window and escape afterwards. Apache Chief Nookchuck.
It's not Apache Chief. It'd be so funny if he does that and then just grows.
but you know, that's the thing. You have you've been dumbed down. Like fatherhood has dulled the senses.
It's not dumbed me down. I'm just so tired, and anything that involves any kind of exertion of cerebral power.
It's very dense show. It's like multiple stuff going on, political machinations, military stuff, and private eye, sci-fi, space noir. It's a lot of stuff going on. There's like, oh, there's a segment. Hey, it's the guy who played Jimmy Olsen in the Superman Returns film. He's probably got stories, but it's like, hey, what does his story part have anything to do with the rest of it? It's kind of setting stuff up, and it's a flashback.
He got sick of telling those stories. He's just got a little flip book he made and just.
Here's my pamphlet. Hands it over. I sing about Singer. Here you go. It's a blood red cover, and it's a pool. but with these shows, you know, and these apps, and it's like, well, so what do you want to go for? You want to mess with Hulu? Do you want to mess with this? You want to mess with that? And eventually, we're going to get to the point where HBO app's $15. Netflix, that's a month. Netflix is here. It was like $8 or $9. I think it was $8 when I canceled. $8 a month. Amazon, they don't do monthly. It's a one yearly subscription. It was $99. I think they bumped it up to $110 a year. But like I said, that includes the other offers. Like,
HBO has to watch out for itself though, doesn't it? Because Game of Thrones is ending, and it hasn't been as prevalent in the.
Well, they got Watchmen coming up, but HBO is, I think, part Yeah, it's Damon Lindelof as well. And it's supposed to be it's a modernized Watchmen. So instead of taking place like in the 50s and stuff like that, like the part, it's going to take place in the 80s.
Next. And let's just address something else. That's just depressing. Just
Instead of Nixon, it's going to be Orange Man bad. Trump is bad. He's going to get the finger on the nuclear button. No.
Just like, go next.
But this is going to add up. At one time where you could just have Netflix and you had access to pretty much everything. Now you have to pay what? $400-$500 a year to have not even everything, just the cream of the crop. It's like,
yeah,
you have to, okay. Hey, I want to watch, like, hey, do I still got a free trial for this? Oh, don't. Okay. I'll wait till this whole season's done. Then I'll pay for 1 month so I can get this, watch everything and then cancel. And that's what people do. But these companies are hedging their bets, just like everything else, that you'll forget to cancel, so they keep on charging you. And so a lot of it's just ephemeral. It's not even physical money. It's like the possibility of you not, you know.
But Netflix also seemed to emerge way back in the noughties out of not so much the need for competition for cable providers, but because of the huge amount of DVDs that suddenly were everywhere, because we weren't into recorded media like that on that level with VHS. If we just start putting everything out there on multiple subscription models, is this going to be a return of the physical recorded medium?
I hope so. And as I've pointed out to Antonio in the past, I have right here in my hands, I have the unaltered Star Wars trilogy, unfortunately, the full screen box set, which has Yub Nub and no extra Boba Fett.
No.
Though Boba Fett does show up. I forgot. In Jedi, Boba Fett, like, I always thought, like, that it was like, oh, they had to add those back in or add those in. No, he's just standing there in Jabba's palace, just like hanging around. He's like just standing there. It's like, I'm like, oh my God, he just does nothing. He has such a mythology for a character that does nothing.
Yeah, there's like, someone was saying something. Was it Red Letter Media recently that said something about useless characters that do nothing?
Yeah, he does nothing. He does literally nothing.
Yeah.
He falls into a hole, and that's it. That's his arc. He's no use to me dead. Falls into a hole. End of story. No disintegrations. Falls in a hole. There you go. Put it that way. There, but. I think, honestly, this is my dream. That how many times have you probably don't have this issue as much. I think my dream is in the next 5 years, a return to physical media. DVDs, VHS. And it's not, look at how we had, like, at one time, one vinyl record plant, pressing facility here in the States. It's like one for, like, everything. And now they've started to grow.
Yeah.
I would love to see a return to, maybe not VHS, maybe DVD, maybe VHS, like something, you know, because DVDs could get scratched. You had to be a real dick to damage a VHS tape.
Yeah, but the, especially in the 60 plus screen inch world, VHS just doesn't hold up.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like, there has to be some kind of physical, like HD format, like that isn't, you know, like, because discs scratch.
See,
that was a problem with Netflix. I
think DVD is great. I think what's held DVD back, what's bolstered Blu-ray's world, is the hardware and not the actual discs itself. I've told you before, I've got a really good upscaler, and I can't tell the difference between Blu-rays and the DVDs that are playing.
There really isn't much difference. Like, I mean, there are some sequences, like when there's action, you'll see a little bit more artifacts on the DVD, if it's like, you know, like a little bit, like, and that's like, it may be a little fuzzy and not as crystal clear as the Blu-ray, but even then you have to be really noticing. If you're just sitting there eating a bucket of popcorn and you're just enjoying a movie, or you may be sketching at the same time or something, you're not going to, like, but how many people are actually sitting there watching a movie? They're on their phone, they're doing this, they're doing that. It's like, these people are like, well, we need 4K, 8K, like, you don't need these things. Like, who has...
It's been proven time and time again that on a television, even as high as 70 inches, the human eye can't can't identify, I think, resolutions higher than 3K. I think 4K is the very max that, like, you know, Man of Action type people can detect.
You see a drug deal going down the cemetery 10 miles away.
But
I in my head, I just picture him taking, breaking off, like kicking a tombstone before it falls. He grabs it and then boom, hits him like a chair.
But seriously, for all these 4K plus TVs, these the TV producers, the salespeople, they must see him coming, man. They must see these people walk in with more dollars than cents and go, got another one. Here we go.
Exactly. But you look at, I mean, Apple, even Maya, even. I have a cheap bottom of the barrel bargain basement Acer laptop that I'm using right now.
Mm.
It has a DVD-ROM tray.
Yep.
But it doesn't play. I have to get like a VCL encoder player thing, whatever.
Yeah, VLC.
In the past, Windows Media Player used to play DVDs.
Yeah, they deactivated it.
Now they be like, hey, why would you, like, so you have to pay for the, you know, the,
that's why. Agreed. We should have stopped the show 20 minutes ago.
There you go. But yeah, exactly. I really would like to see return of DVD, potentially even like limited edition VHS releases.
Yeah.
Like, maybe start that out. And what if that starts growing? And then you can have like, or if it's not VHS, because you got to think technology has gotten better since then. High def magnetic tapes, basically cassette tape, audio cassette tape size movies, 4-hour movies on an audio cassette size, which actually they could do that, but like high def, whatever. And it's like all that, you know, like we could send people to the moon. Well, we hadn't done it in like 50 years, but just imagine VHS players about the size of an iPad, maybe smaller, like half the size of an iPad. You pop in this little cassette tape and then you got your movie. No.
If anything, it's going to go solid state. So if they do go physical, it means you'll basically buy a memory card rather than anything that spins, because moving parts are A, more expensive to make, and B, bloody more expensive to maintain, and far more susceptible to wear and tear.
I tell you right now, watching those Star Wars movies on VHS, taking that tape out of the box, putting it in the VHS player and hearing it, like that sound.
I know, but imagine the equivalent of a Game Boy cartridge. That could have a nice feel to it too.
It ain't the same, man. Like, I mean,
that slide and that little bit of resistance and that nudge at the end, that's still there.
You know what? Hell, I'm gonna just do it. Let me do this. Hold on a second, real quick.
I'm looking for my. Right. Here we go.
All right. Okay.
Here you go.
This is... All right. That's yours? Okay. This is X-Men Night of the Sentinels.
Okay.
Let's see. Composite video. I gotta put that thing on composite, of all things. But, let's see.
All right.
I don't know if you can hear this.
This is my Game Boy Color.
Okay.
What game should I play? Grand Theft Auto, Mortal Kombat 4... Spider-Man or Ronaldo v Football?
I would say Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. That was a good game, that Spider-Man game. There we go. Nice clear cartridge.
Okay.
I'm gonna hold it up to the mic. That's me taking out Super Mario Brothers Deluxe.
Okay.
And putting this in. Oh, that's nice.
Okay, that's nice. But listen to this. It's like, Chuck, it's Marvin, your cousin, Marvin Berry. You know that new sound you're looking for? Now listen to this. See, that sounds of glory, man. That sounds of glory.
Mate, I know exactly what you're talking about. If you want to know how much I appreciate that, check out the music I made last year, Il Modernissimo. Check out track one.
What's still available. I'm about to say, I remember, because one of our listeners was promoting, like, you need to check this out, like, this album again, like, reminding me. And he posted it on Twitter. And I remember that. But the act of doing that, the act of putting the media in there, like, it's like people that use Steam, you know, oh, I use Steam, I use this, that, whatever. Totally different than actually putting the game in there and playing it. But I don't know.
Well, either way, I actually disagree with you. I don't think we're going to go to a physical format. I think what we're going to have is first, and this is what we had, you know, 10 years ago, if not longer, 15 years ago, there's going to be a prevalence of digital. I guess they're not pirates, but unofficial organizations promising aggregating solutions. Just like, I don't know if you remember when Soapcast first became a thing. Remember Soapcast? No. It's really big around 2004 because it streamed, like, this is in the dawn of YouTube, sporting. It's streamed all the college and American games from their own pay TV connection. They streamed them live online because there's nothing anyone could do about it because there's no mandates or jurisdictions about it at the time. So I reckon you're going to have third-party unofficial aggregators that are going to start to go around. Just like when Netflix broke in America and it wasn't here, there are a lot of people buying Netflix subscriptions here. Or even signing up to Amex in the States just so they could do it here.
Well, we still have the issue where there's stuff that is released here in produced here in the States, but when it's released like instead of like the CBS All Access, the DC app stuff, it's all showing up on your Netflix.
That's it.
It's like, and that's that right there here in the States, that would cost me if I wanted to have Netflix, have the DC app, and have that CBS All Access. You're talking $30 a month.
Yeah, but I get all that. Get all that for $11 a month.
Exactly, and so they. I guess they want to turn us all pirates. It's like, hey, well, America, yeah. You paid for. It's like this is the right here, and this is where the inroad. We're going to. I'd like to see a return of physical media, whether it be solid state, VHS, cassette, DVD, Blu-ray. I'm still keeping my Blu-rays because I do like the fact that a lot of the Blu-rays have a lot more special features than the other stuff, and I like watching behind the scenes special features, documentaries.
Really?
I actually do. Like, especially man,
it must be a fatherhood thing because I don't think I've watched a special feature in about 5 years.
It depends on what it is, though. Like, a lot of this stuff, it's like, a lot of special features, they don't really have them that much anymore. The Alien Anthology, the first four films, have amazing behind-the-scenes special feature stuff. It's like all this little details and the stuff going on. Yeah,
I still don't have time.
Going on behind the scenes. Like, Ridley Scott, he's like, you just talk. You know, like, I'll just make it look good. He's like, just talk, fill in the blanks. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. It's like, we'll just fix it in editing. It's like,
Look, at the end of the day, you see physical media as the outcome of this, as the solution to all this. You'd like it. I would like that too, but I think it's going to just basically get aggregated all up again into another singular provider, firstly, unofficially, and then someone will come in and say, we can make the money off of this. It doesn't have to be Italian. That's just the mentality in my head because it is mobsterism.
I have one thing to say. I had noticed this previously in the past. We're talking like 2011, 2012. In the past, like, hey, give me your Netflix password. Give me that. And so you could sign in to somebody else. Recently, even this is for Prime. Like I said, I don't have Netflix no more. Prime signed me out on my Xbox and won't let me sign back in. I said, you have to go to like the Amazon Prime website. So I go and like, confirm. I had to put a code in. It gave me a code on the website, put a code in on my Xbox to confirm I am who I say I am through my Xbox. Whatever device I'm using is me. So basically that means I could give somebody, I wouldn't want to give somebody my Amazon password, but I couldn't do it now because it only registered this device.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to do that, start doing that for Netflix and everything.
Oh, they already are.
Okay. So that right there, like, one great thing, if I wanted to give you, you know, for some reason, if I wanted to do, ow, they're gonna, that hurts. That bent a fingernail. Just as, oh. That was really dumb. Bent my fingernail, but my index fingernail, like right there, pretty bad. It stings.
You're going to black out?
Let you, oh, no. I have the vapors. if I wanted to, you know, let you borrow this copy of The Collected Darkness, which is like the first 7 issues, with the Mark Silvestri art, Garth Ennis.
Oh, you can't, Larry. I'm not 12 anymore.
I got in trouble for this in school. My mom stood up for me. She's like, the vice principal, this lady vice principal's like, your son's bringing this smut into school and it's distracting from his work. And just like, if I go into the library, I could probably find, you know, naked women in these books if I look through them and you look through enough books. It's like, you know, there's nothing. It's not even real. This is a human form, but it's a cartoonish human. Basically, pulling a lawyer deal. And it shut the vice principal up.
Yeah, really? Thank God the vice principal didn't actually read it, because Jackie Estacado does pick up at a nymphomaniac at an addicts convention, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And there's a lot of murder and blood and everything like that. Yeah. But at the end of the day, my mom, the lawyer, was like, she's not a real lawyer, but it's not real. Why are you upset about this? It's not real. It's the Tyler creator. How can it be cyberbullying? Close your eyes, walk away. It's like that kind of deal. But yeah, it's.
But yeah, you can't share that with me.
And physical media, I could say, hey, man, you want to borrow Dick Tracy on Blu-ray? Hey, man, hey, I got the 3-pack. You got Assassins, the Specialist, Cobra. Guess it's Stallone.
But that
I could let you borrow.
That comes down to the fundamental conceit, and this goes back to my argument about why is there an internet tax on digital goods in this country? Because
the thieves.
Because this spoon, I own this spoon. Okay, this spoon I'm holding up, ladies and gentlemen at home, I'm holding up a teaspoon. Okay, I used it to eat some Haagen-Dazs last night.
Why does it have that bend to it? Why does it got the burn marks underneath of it? I mean, come on, man. I know you're a fan of musicians, but...
I hurt myself today. It's... What I'm saying is I own this spoon, okay? It's mine to do with as I please. Whether I want to light up under it and whatnot. Mind you, it's a teaspoon, not a tablespoon, so there's not much going on in this baby if I do choose to use it for that purpose. just a little bit of smack. But it's mine to do with as I please. Something digital in that format, whether it's from Netflix, Apple, Comixology, wherever, I don't own it.
Nope.
Ownership is retained by the issuer.
And then they can revoke it, and they say in their terms of service, they can revoke it anytime. And there was currently, I'd recently rented... I'm blanking on the movie right now, but I rented it. And now it's no longer available on Amazon. It's like the user license with the user issuer or whatever is like has been no longer available at this. It's basically saying, hey, I know you rented it in the past, but you can't have it no more.
Yeah.
You know,
but what I want to know is I've got Reality Spoon 1.0 and it's great. And it did the job. It got the Haagen-Dazs into my stomach. Very well. Caramel biscuit and cream was the flavor. I highly recommend it. Now, why or what kind of absolute idiot would pay the same price or higher for the digital version of this spoon 2.0?
Ease of access. But even then, you don't own it.
I don't own it. Like, I can't do anything
with
it.
It's instant gratification. Because you can like, hey, this movie, you can get it today, digital exclusive, you can get it today, pay $30. Oh, I bought it. You didn't really buy it. You're leasing it until they decide to either keep it or yank it.
Yeah. But you're all saying instant gratification as if there was an alternative, as if there was a delayed reward. You're coming from America where everything is available.
Guns, drugs, booze.
Rat burgers. Tastes
burgers,
like freedom.
Tax-free spoons, freedom fries. What is this?
The three shells.
This is stand for France. Yeah. It's a problem, and I think piracy where there's a will, there's a way. I know they've cracked down, but piracy will just get worse.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
that's what's going to happen here.
This whole region stuff we need to get rid of. This, like, I should be able to buy a Blu-ray or DVD from Australia or the UK or Japan or South Africa or whatever. But now it's like they even Blu-rays. I was like, going to buy something. It's like, oh, it's only region B Blu-ray. I'm like, what? It's like, that's like Europe or like it was coming out of Spain. I was like, ah, oh, of course. Of course it is. It's not regional.
Yeah. Well, we won't get into what Spanish content you're buying. That's locked to a certain region. But I'm sure it's very artistic, Larry.
It was Radioactive Dreams. It's actually Albert Pyun, who did that really bad Captain America movie. It's about these two guys that they ended up in a fallout shelter, but it's all stocked with 1950s books and music and everything. So they come out of the fallout shelter basically like greasers, like hipster, hip cat kind of thing. And there's like Mad Max warriors outside. They had three copies, one from Spain, one from Israel, and the other from Australia. And I was like, I know Israel and the rest of them. So I was like, oh, come on, but whatever.
Well, look, if you have your own opinions about the streaming situation we're in and heading into, please let us know. We've had some contact about our last episode, Near Perfect. Travis writes in about the following. He says, Valhalla Rising is a near-perfect film. Delete the couple seconds of what appears to be unconsenting sodomy near the end. Time Enough for Love is a near-perfect book by Robert Heinlein. Delete the part where Lazarus, spoiler alert. Okay, so you've been alerted. Ends up going back in time and mating with his mother to create himself. Even though Lazarus hasn't seen his mum for several hundred years, it's way too weird and gross. And then The Lonesome Crowded West is a near-perfect album by Modest Mouse. Delete the song Shit Luck as it doesn't seem to fit. So, there you go. I'd actually contend that... is it good music for people who like... Good News for People Like Bad News is a perfect album by Modest Mouse. So, thank you for writing in, Travis, with those opinions. It looks like you are justly repelled by sodomy and incest. So it's a good character traced, good character trait you've got there.
So we start getting some pro incest or pro sodomy people, then we'll really have to worry. It's like, we got a problem with that. What's wrong with you, you hypocrites?
One day it'll happen. But if you want to confirm that you too are cautious of sodomy and incest,
or a combination of the two,
best way to get in touch with us, Larry?
At Larry King and Dead on Twitter for me. Oh, you can find me on Instagram as well, where I'm not posting about these horrible, horrible things.
Right.
But,
by the way, I just realized I kind of sounded a little homophobic then. Unconsenting sodomy is the thing I had issue with, not sodomy in and of itself. Love the one that you're with, and that's all that I can say about that. If you need to get in touch with me, at Antonio Sanciolo, or email podcast@ankingfrequency.com, or our Facebook page as well, The Anking Frequency. We'll leave it there on a very weird note, and we'll talk to you next week for episode number...
You see Brown Note?
What was that, sorry?
You see Brown Note? We've been talking about sodomy. Brown Note, you know...
He's got a one-track mind, ladies and gentlemen. It's all right. I'll hose him off after the show and have him nice and squeaky clean for episode 200 next week. We'll talk to you then. Did you have anything to say as a writer reply, Larry?
No, I need to shut up.
Okay. Till next week. Bye now.
Gaming Frequency. Copyright 2018 by White Tiger Graphics.